Hi, welcome to the Sleep Baby Sleep podcast. I'm Sonia, a certified pediatric sleep coach, and I have Nat with me. Nat is a vice principal. I always think of president, and who is passionate about sleep. But Nat, we can pretty much say that you're also a sleep coach. Really, you're really knowledgeable, as much as me, pretty much. And so, how are you, Nat?
I'm good. How are you?
Good,
You did
good.
the introduction without reading it because you don't have it in front of you.
I know I'm just winging it. So it might sound a little different. I feel the first phrase was probably exactly the same.
It's
I don't
always
know.
exactly the same because you always have it in front of you, but this
I
time you
know.
don't have it in front of you.
I know, because I don't want to share my screen. I just want to do it. And we're getting more flexible, which is
Getting
okay.
accustomed.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Exactly. So what's new? What have you been up to?
In my personal life, not much. We've been actually, we
Oh,
booked a cruise,
stop it.
but it's only
When?
in 2 years.
Okay, but come, what cruise line? Like, I'm curious. Like, I want to go cruising at some point.
Royal Caribbean,
Okay.
Bahamas.
Wow. Okay, so are you the type that plans that much ahead, or you're like, well, it's the only way we're
No,
gonna
we're going
go?
with a gang of friends with no kids.
Right, wait, if you're going with a gang, you need to book in advance because people are busy.
That and like we want to like enjoy the build up. Like part of going on a trip
True.
is being excited for it. So might as well just
True.
book it and then be excited for it for like 2
Is it
years.
like a girls trip or couples?
Couples.
Are you looking for another couple? No, just kidding. Me
You
and
guys can absolutely
Itik
be
are
like
really fun.
I have no doubt, but there's like room for 9,000 people on that boat. So
true,
we're not
true.
gonna control who's there and
Okay,
who's
well,
not.
you
So go
never
ahead,
know.
I'll give you the details.
Okay, you never know. I might ask later on. Okay.
Sure.
Oh, so this is fun.
Yeah.
Okay, exciting.
Yeah. So we've been planning like little girls' nights to like just like the girls from the cruise, and then the boys have a boys' night coming up. So
Oh
that's
my
my personal
God.
life, but for Sleep Baby Asleep, I've been a little bit more active in the community group, and I've
I
been liking
know.
it. The girls have, well, it's all girls so far in the group, but they've all been posting like updates after I've given them some advice, and it's been positive. So I'm extremely motivated. Like, I love when I give people advice and they give me like follow-up messages so that like even if it's not positive, I like
Yeah,
them
you
to
just
give
want to
me
know.
follow-up because I want to know like how is it going. But the messages have been positive, so that's really fun.
But the mom, so I took the time to interview like five of the moms in the group, and that was something that was positive, that basically they love that we want to know basically how things are going. It's like accountability at the same time. You know what I mean? So it's a win-win. Like, we want to know what's happening, but they want to share as well. So, yeah, I love it. And I think they really appreciate how, like, you are definitely better than me at like answering closer to when they type. So they said, like, yeah, they're really impressed with the follow-up, how we usually will comment without too much delay.
That's
Which I
good.
know the group is still small, but still, you know, they. And also, another comment that came up a lot was how people are way more interactive than they thought that it would be, you
Yeah.
know? And it's so true. Like, I feel really close to them, and I feel like I could really be vulnerable with all them. I don't know why. Like, I don't really know them that well, but it's like my safe space. And so a lot of them were really like, also some moms reach out outside of the group to like help each other out or like ask
Yeah,
to
they
hang
talk to each
out.
other between themselves.
I know. I'm like, what? Like, those are all things that I obviously wish would have happened, but like it just does naturally. So I'm like so excited. And now the feedback was, it was really fun, and I got a lot of ideas, not that I'll need to share at some point, but yeah. Super fun to chat with all of them, and they took the time to chat about it. Also, another thing we did differently, not this week, we did on our live coaching call on Zoom.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand what was going on, so I didn't join because I was like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, so well, It probably helped that I talked to all of them, and then they knew because we talked about, I'm like, is there any way we could improve this or blah blah blah, or like functionalities? And one of them was like, it would be fun if we could, it could be on Zoom sometimes because then we could see each other. But also, like, some of them are like doing dishes well, so it's hard to type. And you know, so and for me, like for us, it's obviously funner if we can see them and have more of a conversation than just looking at us in the phone, you know what I mean? And so I think at least once a month, especially when it's like the other topic, it will be on Zoom. Might not always be, but right now it's all test and trial, I guess, kind of seeing what works best for everyone. Yeah, so then it was fun to know some of those feedbacks, and also some ideas for content and things that I want to share. Okay, what else? Oh, I found some blackout curtains too at
I
Costco.
saw
Really
your
rare.
post on Instagram.
Yeah, so I
Were they
feel
good? Were they good or they weren't good?
for me, for like adult sleep, and for you, because apparently you don't care if it's not super dark for your child, it would be okay. So the fact that you could get two panels for $31.99, totally worth it, in my
But are they
opinion.
blackout? Like, are they good?
Oh,
Like, would you
we.
recommend them for newborns?
I prefer pitch black. Look, you would probably be okay with that. I am, for me, would not be enough, probably.
Okay. I'm
Yeah,
just saying
because
that
it still
because some people may think that they.
come on top, you know what I mean? Because on top, there'll still be lights. But if your windows are not too, not on the sides, they're pretty good. I have one panel that's not changed. It's our old curtain, and it's crazy the difference between both of them. Yeah. And I chose like a light color because the sun obviously like ça les défait, là, you know, ça les déteint. So I chose like a cream, but not in the perfect length.
I
So for
don't
me, it's
have,
worth it.
I think I only have like two windows in my house that have curtains.
Actually, Eric would want me to get more, but I'm like, I don't have money to buy a bunch of curtains. I
I'm
don't
not a
know.
big curtains person. Like I have blinds,
Yeah.
but I don't have
Yeah.
curtains.
But curtains can add like a pop of color, or like in my old house in my mom cook, I had like super colorful curtains, and that was the only thing that was kind of like that I splurged on in my living room, which was nice, but here I'm like, I don't feel the need. But in our bedroom, like for me, remember, I think I chatted about this last time on the podcast. Like, I'm getting custom earplugs and I want blackout curtains. I want to prioritize my sleep, you know? Too much light coming in and too much noise from Eric or the other kids waking up super early, or yeah. So I'm gonna do what I can to control. And I put the fan on lately.
You want me to get you a swaddle too?
Yeah, sure. Did you see one of the sleep set company? On April 1st, no, April
Yes, I
Fool's
saw
Day,
that.
they did like a big, yeah, a big human size sleep
Adult
sack.
size swaddle.
C'était pas beau. It was not that nice. It looked, but a lot of adults would like a sleep sack. I don't want. I want to be like pretty much naked when I
Oh my
sleep.
God,
Like,
I can hardly even sleep with a tank top on without.
exactly. I don't want to be stuck.
I,
funny.
let's just put it this way. When I wake up and have a tank top on, the tank top, it is not on anymore, and my body parts aren't at the right spot either.
Oh my God. Well, why do you sleep with it then? You don't.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. People probably don't want to know this, but I'm more of a naked sleeper now. Yeah. 100%.
I need to have something on, like a t-shirt, but tank tops,
Really?
never mind.
Not super worth it, probably.
I don't sleep naked. I sleep with a t-shirt and underwear.
Oh,
That's it.
okay.
Because
See, my
pants are in
son.
the way.
Yeah, it's true. My son thinks it's just normal to that I that people like adults sleep naked, but it's his normal, I guess.
Does he sleep
funny.
naked too?
Louis, no, but you'll sleep top like shirtless often, like in the summer, just shorts or pants. And now the stepdaughter does the same thing, and it's like, yeah. Eventually, she'll need to probably cover up, but yeah, for
She will
now.
when she needs to.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not stressed about it, especially at
No.
home. Like, we were
Diapers.
always in diapers and then underwear, and my sister. Like, we were never dressed. So we were just, I don't know, we were just that way. So for me, it was the same for us. Anything else you want to share before we choose a random topic of the week? Okay,
Go for it.
I'm gonna go to the page too. Oh my God. This is like so not baby, but maybe toddler. Okay, bedtime yoga and relaxation techniques. Are we
Oh my
doing
God,
it?
we kind of touched about like we kind of touched on that the last time when you're talking about stress and sleep.
We did. We did, like, as in for like older kids or whatever. I don't know. Do we have something to say or we
Well, I
skip?
feel like we really talked about it. Like,
You know what? It
we
would
can
be
do to
fun.
relax before bedtime to like.
Me and Eric do that sometimes. We do yoga at night. It's actually really fun. We're not really that good, but maybe we could have a yoga teacher at some point, talk about maybe yoga and bedtime routines.
I bet you I can find one
Maybe
ready.
let's save it for that.
Okay.
Maybe for a guest, because we're not yoga expert. Like you don't you do yoga, right?
Oh my God, no.
Are
I
you flex?
should. I'm not saying anything bad about yoga, but I'm just saying
Flexible?
I'm way too on the go for yoga.
True, it would be so good for you, but your brain can't handle it. It's like too
Yeah.
slow.
Yes, anything that slows down your this is like not a good thing, okay?
No, you're
That's
not.
this is I am 100% aware and conscious that this is not a good thing, but I'm gonna say it anyways. But anything that makes my brain go slower makes me feel useless. Like watching a
Oh my
movie
God, you're
for
like,
me is
Eric,
like a waste of time.
stop it. Okay, but you can train yourself because I've
Oh,
been
I'm
that
sure I
way.
can.
I've been
I
that
just don't
way.
have the time to do
You're like,
that.
I don't, and you don't want, but that's okay. But like, okay, random, but when we went to Rogersville for the eclipse, so we stayed at Eric's
No.
parents the night before, okay? And
Are you a
I,
nerd?
if
Are you a
what?
nerd like that?
No, but it was Eric's idea, and it was kind of cool. I felt nerdy, but it's okay. So I was analyzing his mom's morning routine. So she did yoga, she did weights, she went for a walk, she ate a super healthy breakfast, a super healthy lunch. I'm like, oh my God, like that's what I want to be when I'm retired.
Oh my
And she
God.
looks amazing and she's obviously top shape. I'm like, that's why. That's because it's what you do every day, it's your habits. I'm like, wow.
One day I'll be healthy.
Exactly. And I mean, she had three kids and she was working full time. So obviously she was not doing that, but that morning routine when she was
Yeah.
in your shoes. Yeah. But okay. Okay, let's talk about something else then. Okay, I'm nervous.
Yeah, pick another topic.
Okay, this one could be interesting. Okay. Creating a family sleep plan, harmony for everyone.
Oh.
This I feel could be interesting because I feel you would have things to say in that,
I do indeed.
and I would now too because now I have a bigger family.
Yeah. I feel like this, like doing podcasts like this is like testing out my improv skills because I have to think fast.
I love it.
I can think of things to say. Yep, for
Okay,
sure.
let's start. Then you start with things
Okay.
that you wanna, yeah.
So the word that I picked up on when you said the title is the word family. And when I think of family, the first thing that comes to my mind is values. Because one thing that you gain most of being in a family is the family's values. And that is what you bring with you for the rest of your life. So like right now, you and I, we don't live with our biological family, the people who made us, but we live our lives with the values that they brought us up on, right? So when you say that, when you want to make when you want to talk about family and harmony and sleeping, well, when you're raising your kids, this is the time to give them the values or to show them the importance of sleep. Because they're gonna then take that with them and use it for the rest of their lives. So if you show them the importance of prioritizing sleep when they're young and show them how when you're well rested and when you're well rested, you're happy. And when you're happy, you can learn and you can self-regulate and you can have better relationships and problem-solving skills. Well, you're gonna wanna prioritize that sleep because you're gonna have that foundation. So yeah, that's where I'm going with that.
That's so true. And I would even go deeper than saying, like, you talked about values, but now I'm like listening to the book, The Mountain Is You. And even like the books I've reading, at least it's like principles, not like we can go even deeper than values, like principles. Principles are even like those are objective in a sense, you know? Like, so that's even like families could have principles regarding sleep, you know? And then it's like things that kind of like non-negotiable things that it's just that's how our family is, you know? It's just that's how we do things here. But I love, yeah, all that you're saying. I fully agree. But what about, and also, like, I think we need to also, as parents,
Be models.
model, model those things. Because obviously, a lot of moms will definitely do what we can to make our kids sleep well, but we sometimes put ourselves in the back burner. We're like, ah, whatever, I'll just survive. And yeah, Nat is pointing herself. But me too, lately, that's why I'm like, I need to blackout curtains and customize earplugs, things that can help me. Because I do have more difficulties. I'm not used to having a man that snores. And also that gets called in the middle of the night all the time. So that is definitely challenging. Yeah. Like I'm the type that needs her sleep. And like if somebody's taking that away from me, I get
Well,
pikas.
yeah, and it's because you have that value, right? Or that principle
Exactly.
that it's important for you to have good sleep and you want to be
Yeah.
a good model for your child,
Yeah.
be able to self-regulate. So, in order for yourself to self-regulate when things are difficult, you need to be well-rested.
100%. And also, like, I can get pikas when people are preventing my son from sleeping. Like, if the
Oh,
house is
that's
too loud or if
I think that's
people,
even worse than
I
preventing
get
sleep.
angry. It's like, I'm so protective of his sleep.
Yeah.
Cause, yeah, he's not himself. Like, today we switch, right? It's Thursday and a lot of emotions. I know he had a super busy weekend cause it was his birthday weekend. Well, one of the birthday weekends. Yeah, so that's, some I put him down. I think I walked out of his room before 6:30 tonight, so hopefully he sleeps well and wakes up only at 7 tomorrow. But yeah, and harmony for everyone. I think when a family is all getting the sleep they need, there's way more harmony compared to, let's say, you can be in the other cycle of everybody's tired, so you wake up, you're already like on edge. You're like the comme le vase est plein déjà. You know, everything can just trigger you when you're just. So those are not smooth mornings when people are
No, and you
tired
have
and
no
cranky.
patience.
Yeah, exactly.
Your child is tired. You don't have patience to deal with the tired child, so it just gets you into a vicious cycle of unwanted ways of intervening with emotions that are not normally there when you have a well-rested child. And you have emotions that you shouldn't be having necessarily just because you're tired. So it's like you're in this cycle of like it just does, you can't get out of it because you're tired and your child's tired and you
Yeah,
just
and
have
you're just like
patience
on
to deal with it.
survival. Like, okay, and I have an example that I lived recently. So a few weekends ago, it was Easter weekend, right? Yeah. And so one of the kids here, not Louis, but was up at 3 a.m. So came to our room. I did not fall asleep after that. Okay. Because then woke up the other one and then playing in their room. And yeah, so at some point, Eric went and whatever. The other one fell asleep eventually at like 5 a.m. But I could not sleep, so I decided to read. And then after like an hour of reading, I just did a workout at 6 a.m. But I was so mad. Like that day, we were hosting at Easter with all my families. We needed to handle three tired kids. Louis slept good. Louis slept till 7. Thank God. So he was in a good mood. But the four of us were not in the best mood. And then we needed to get Easter dinner ready and host for the. I was so exhausted that night. It was like
Yeah,
I was
I'm
just on
sure.
survival mode. It was not as enjoyable that if I would have slept my whole night,
No,
and I
exactly.
was pissed.
Yeah, and it's gonna happen. Like, even the family
I
that
know,
prioritizes sleep and does
I
everything for
know,
everybody to sleep well, it's gonna happen that you're gonna
but it
miss out
should
on sleep
not.
because something happens. You're sick, your child's sick, something happens. You get a phone call in the middle of the night, or your husband is on
But what I
call.
don't like, it's like when it's like becoming like 4 times out of 7. I'm like,
Yeah,
no, I
no,
can't.
no. You have to do something, but I mean, like, I'm talking about it happens if it
Oh,
happens once in a blue moon because
that's
something
okay.
happens. You're
Like,
not gonna
if
get sick 4 days out of 7 all year round, but
no,
it's gonna
like,
happen and you're gonna
exactly.
get tired and you're gonna be
Yeah.
okay. But we're talking about like families that do not prioritize sleep on a
Yeah.
regular basis is
That's when it's.
gonna have those consequences.
100%. Like if Louis shows up in my room crying in the middle of the night, I know something's wrong because it never
Yeah,
happens, you know,
exactly.
and that's okay. And I will comfort him and make sure everything is okay. But for those who are in the cycle of tired and not getting the sleep they need, but it's in a bad mood, we can help you. Okay. If you have a little one between 0 and 5, and I've actually, I talked to a few moms lately, and I think they're really ready because they see how tired they are already, and they don't want to keep doing what they're doing. You know, it's not good for their mental health, and they are aware enough. They realize it because sometimes people can endure things for a long time, especially us women. I don't know why. We're like so tough, too tough.
And depending what your environment looks like, sometimes you just think that's what it is.
Yeah, you probably think it's normal, and yeah, or your limited belief where you're like, well, my child can't sleep, or you're just not a good sleeper, or.
I have really good, vivid memories of myself as a child playing in my room before falling asleep for a very long time, as in like 2 hours or 3 hours or. And then probably being, I don't remember being overtired, but I remember taking forever to fall asleep. My parents would put me to bed and I would take forever. So I didn't come out of my room, but as a parent now with the knowledge that I have, if my child was taking 3 hours to fall asleep at night, I would change something in her schedule so that that doesn't happen. Because when you put a child down under tired, they could become overtired. Because then they're just not falling asleep and it's taking forever, and then they get themselves overtired
True.
by falling asleep so late. So I was probably sleep deprived as a child.
Probably, but what if, okay, what if you actually not have ADHD? Because let's say, you know, that
It's not impossible.
makes it way harder to fall asleep, apparently. There's studies about, having a harder time falling asleep.
Yeah, but it's not true for me as an adult. I can fall asleep the
Okay.
second I fall. The
Well,
second I go into bed as an
because you're
adult,
exhausted.
I fall asleep.
So that's another thing that's not great too, that you fall asleep right when you hit the bed. So yet you went from an extreme to the other. Oh God, that's pretty. Yeah.
It's like
But
that since I had my first child, though. Like, I've just been in tired, but I don't prioritize sleep as an adult. I 100% will say it, but, and I, how do you say that in English? Kodanyama would say, like, I preach valuing sleep all the time, but I don't do it myself. Isn't that like so
that's funny, but it's most of the why everyone
wrong?
to morning,
Like,
ma'am.
yeah, I
But
should listen to my own advice, but really, yeah, I have problems. But anyways, I know what
about your
it's
mom?
like. It's like I could lose a couple pounds and I know what to do to lose it, but I don't because I just prioritize eating ice cream at night. Like,
Yeah, it's a. But okay, when you talked about it took you like maybe 3 hours to fall asleep when you were a kid, did your mom even know? Like for me right now, I have
no, there
zero,
were no
exactly, I have zero
cameras.
cameras in Louis' room, so I have zero clue when he falls asleep. I have zero clue. I don't know.
Like,
But part of me wants to know.
if my kids take more than 20 minutes to fall asleep, I'm like, okay, something's wrong.
Red flag.
Yeah.
I know. See, I feel like if Louis would really be taking a long time, he would come out of his room. But maybe not. Like, he knows he should not come out,
Not
so.
Lexi at all. Like, she could be there for 2 hours and fall asleep.
Oh,
At
wow.
oh, yeah.
Well, Louis's not that patient, but he could be. If somebody who is listening has, like, an extra camera that wants to get rid of it for not too much money, I'll buy it. I want to spy on Louis. But I don't want to get a new one.
You could get like a super cheap,
My mom got one on Amazon, a super cheap
security
one.
camera on Amazon that works on your phone.
I feel like the phone things are creepy.
I
I don't
know the
know.
Wi-Fi ones. I stayed away
Yeah.
from the Wi-Fi ones too, but that's what the last people that said, oh, I just want something cheap, that's what they got.
Maybe I could. That's a good idea. I will look into that. Just because, and especially like summer is coming, like bonfires, like we are outside and Louis is sleeping inside and he's alone. Or, you know, the other kids are, I want to see what's happening. So I can't hear it, right? Okay, so same idea. Anything else we wanted to chat about creating a family sleep plan, harmony for everyone? So I don't know. A family sleep plan. Another thing too, and when people have siblings, it's normal sometimes that they don't all go come use us at our house, they go to bed at different times. But some families, not that way, but I feel it's whatever works for a family and whatever your child needs. But for me, Nui always goes down earlier. And it's not
Yeah,
a fight because
every
he knows. He knows that's what it is.
person in the family has different needs. Like my kids don't
Exactly.
go to bed at the same time either because they don't nap the same amount of time or at
Does
all.
Lexi go to bed earlier than Olivia?
Yes, because she doesn't nap anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's actually kind of crazy, huh?
He goes to bed between 6 and 6:30, and he goes to bed at
Wow.
6:30.
Huh, that can happen exactly because he still has a nap and she doesn't. And even I feel like us women need more sleep than men. Well, from what I've seen, and
Oh.
maybe I'm just a high sleep need person, but from every guy I met, I definitely need more sleep than them. And that's
Before we had kids, Matthew would be up super early and not, but now he needs less sleep than me. Or sorry,
yeah.
he needs more sleep than me.
Wow.
He's currently in bed.
See, I think I need to go into bed earlier than him, but it's hard because then I have a hard time falling asleep before he comes. Oh, but I feel like sleep better when I'm single. Just saying that out loud.
The day that something changes in my bed, I don't sleep well, and then I'll sleep well the next day. So like if I go to a hotel the first night, I don't
Yeah,
sleep. I
same.
go sleep at someone's house the first night, I don't sleep. If Mathieu sleeps somewhere else the first night, I don't sleep. If he comes back the first night, I don't sleep. It's like the second I
That's
change
true.
something.
That's true. But sometimes it's funny because sometimes when Eric is not there, because it does happen often, I will not sleep well. Sometimes I'll sleep so good. Like it really depends. Ah, interesting.
Like if I'm cold and he's not there to warm my feet up.
That's true. But now I'm not cold. Like this time of year is perfect.
Yeah. Like the first night when we go camping, I don't sleep, but the second night's like the best sleep ever.
Wow,
I
because
think
you're
it's
catching up
weird.
on them asleep.
Probably. It's probably the only reason why I sleep well the second night is because I didn't sleep
Probably
the first night.
exactly. So funny. Okay, well, for me, I don't have, really have anything else to add. It was just it's a random topic, but I feel it's really interesting. It makes me think of like a sleep plan, as in when we work with families as well. Yeah, because even if we work with the baby, we talk about the toddler tour, we talk about other
I know,
things.
but you know what we could also include just quickly in sleep
Yeah.
plans? It doesn't even have to be in the plan. It can just be like, say it to the family. Like, if you build a family sleep plan, yes, it's for the child that you're sleep training, but it's important to talk about the values or the family, how what their view is on sleep in terms of like the family. If they have another child, what does it look like for the other child? But what does it look like for them as parents? What were their sleep patterns as kids for themselves? Like, what is, like, are they obviously, because they have a small baby, they're probably sleep deprived, but were they sleep deprived as
No, I
a
know. You know
child?
what, Nat? It should actually be more on the questionnaire,
Yeah.
the intake form. Okay,
Yeah.
well, maybe we should add that. It would be interesting to know. Because it's funny because I have moms that are like, I'm such a good sleeper, or moms like, I've always been a bad sleeper. You know what I mean? It's like, because it's actually conversations that we do have, but it would be fun to have it on the intake
You know
form.
what that makes me think of? One of the
What?
moms on our community group was asking this week if it was possible that being an early
Oh, wait.
riser, if it was possible that it would be like in genetics. And I was like, not unless they have a medical reason, like another
Yeah.
medical reason that would make that medical reason be the reason why they wake up early, and that could be
Yeah.
genetic, but being an early riser has nothing to do with genetics.
No.
And I was just answering to this mom who said that her mother-in-law was saying
Mother-in-law, of course.
that it's not a genetic thing. And where was I going with this? Oh, so apparently her mother-in-law was saying that her son, which is this mom's partner, was an early riser as a kid. And all I could think of the whole time was, that's too bad. Your husband is was overtired as a baby, because it's not normal that he was waking at 4 a.m.
That's so true. Oh, it's funny. And you know what? I just hate sayings like that. Like, oh, and I don't want to point any fingers at anyone, but it's like, oh, well, my dad was that way, or well, my. No, it doesn't
I
mean you
say
have to be
that
that way.
all the time
No, I
at
can't. It
school.
triggers
Like,
me.
you tell a parent that their child is having a hard time in math, let's say, and their answer is, well, their dad is like that. Well, it has nothing to do with their dad. Like, we're talking about the kid's dad. They say
Oh
that
my God,
all
you
the time.
must see that all the time. I saw some pissed it off. She's like, oh my God. But this is not that person. This isn't,
Yeah,
Oh, it's
no.
like we want to
And
put
being
the
an early
blame.
riser for the record is not, nope, has nothing to do with genetics.
Yep. No,
I
that's so
wonder how
true.
that person sleeps now as an adult.
I don't know. I'm probably not that great, but never know.
Yeah.
Never know. Like for me, when we were kids, like I talked about on the podcast, we were not sleep that well because me and my sister were in the same room and we were hyper. But once we had our own rooms, like I was like a teenager that needed a lot of sleep. I remember like I could
But you
not
were,
party
you
to,
sleeped it. You had
yeah,
to sleep.
maybe I could not like party 2 nights. There was a year of school when I would arrive home and take a nap. And then eat dinner and then still sleep my night. Like I was exhausted, but that was like hormonal changes. Like when I think puberty hit, like I needed a lot of sleep, kind of like when you're pregnant.
Plus, you were probably in a ditch from being a child.
Probably, to be honest, maybe. But we won't say that to my mom because that will stress her out. But
Okay, Sonia's mom, listen up. There's nothing you can control now. She's an adult. It's
no,
over. You did
exactly.
the
Not
best
because
you
she's.
could with what you had
That's
when
what
you
she
were.
tells herself, but we always have, like, my mom is definitely really bad with mom guilt. I feel I'm already not as bad as her. You know what I mean? It's like, well, we didn't know more best. I'm like, I know you didn't know. It's okay.
Feeling guilty will only just make you sick and
Yeah.
it won't
It's
satisfy
over,
enough. It's
Safini.
over. It's not gonna serve you anything.
Yeah.
So you might as well just laugh it off, accept it, and move on.
Yeah, laugh it off. And that's the thing. So sometimes you can laugh and say, oh my God, like, life could have been so much easier. I'm like, oh yeah, for sure.
There's things that I told my mom like in the last few years, like, remember when you did this? And she'd be like, I can't believe I did that. Well, I can't hold that against her because she obviously didn't do it on purpose and knew it wasn't a good thing to do.
Yeah, I know, because we're all gonna F up too. We're all gonna do
Yeah,
things
it
real.
like when our kids have kids, they'll be like, Mom, I can't believe you did that. And we'll be like, we can't believe we did that either, but we did it.
Because we thought it was the best thing at
Yeah.
the time.
Like instead of putting babies on their backs, they're gonna tell us to put babies in the air. I don't know. It's gonna be
Yeah,
the
I don't
something new is gonna come up.
They'll be in a hammock or something, kind of like
Yeah.
the old, yeah, it's gonna switch around. Probably not, but
It won't be like white noise. It'll be like turn the chip on.
the chip that's in their brain.
Never know.
Yeah. Oh my God. Random though. I need to talk about it. Okay. You know, Chat GPT, you use it or whatever. Okay. Well, apparently you can ask them so many questions. You can basically make Chat GPT be you and write like you and talk like, yeah. Come. You can feed them so much information. Oh, okay. I can't explain it, but I'm in this accountability group with these geeks pretty much. And they know so much about AI. And I'm like amazed at
AI
what they
is
can do.
creepy. Like, is when you think about it,
It is, but it's, and
it's
so these
cool.
guys also have like a clean beauty website where you can like talk to AI and know what products are in your beauty products and see if it's like safe or not. Like, so random and so geeky, but I'm amazed. I'm learning so much from them. Yeah, I'm not at that level though. No, not yet. But ChatGPT, it's changed like the next few years though. It's gonna be so weird.
Yeah, like just imagine what AI can do right now, like make videos, make pictures, make like anyways, it's crazy. So, and it's
For
just
me,
like it's a baby right now. AI is
I
still a
know
baby. Imagine
it
what it'll
is,
be like.
but I see a lot of potential to do. Yeah, obviously with anything there's good and bad. Like, well, the internet, same thing. People were like, oh my God, it's scary and we can't live without it now. AI is gonna be the same thing. It's gonna be like a second brain, like our phone, but even like better. I don't know.
Yeah.
And okay, we're all over the place, but anything else you want to add before we tune out for the week?
Nope.
No? Okay, well, if you want to join our private community, please reach out on Instagram if you have questions. I love it. I really want to grow this community. I feel it's how do I say this? Come, I wish Kajara, I wish that I would have had that. You know,
Same.
it's what I, because you have one of the mom, which she says, it's like she loves that she's comforted that she has a place to ask questions and even get support from other moms. Also, that they feel they're not alone. Because surprisingly, when you're on mat leave, you have a child 24/7, but you feel like the most lonely you've ever felt, you know? And maybe you don't have friends with babies, or you just feel like you're the only one struggling. But that's what I love about the group. People are sharing, like, oh my God, it's not only me. And some people are still just observing, which is okay. I would be the same in a group. I would not be the one asking questions. I would just be creeping. But I'm happy they're not all creepers. They're actually people that are interactive. But yeah, so if you want to know more, please reach out. I'll put the link on the show notes as well. But yeah, I hope you have a lovely rest of your week, and
Go to bed early.
bye. Si je peux arrêter, stop.